A Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker, Yasmin Yonkers, and Ryan Hwan. Replay from Money FM 89.3.
If you own or help run a business, there's certainly no shortage of headlines and news events to keep you on your toes, wondering about the outlook.
It doesn't help that if you listen to Money FM, we're always mentioning the word volatility.
Yes. And according to a Thomson Reuters INSEAD survey, there is still very cautious optimism remaining among Asian markets in the fourth quarter because they're all waiting to see whether there's going to be any breakthrough in a trade dispute between the United States and China. And from January 1st, 90 days truce, right?
Anyway, there's an Asian business sentiment index that's summed up, I guess, the mood here in Asia. It covers a six-month outlook of 84 firms. Are you curious to know what was the result of this? This index edged up to a reading of 63 in the October to December quarter, and that is slightly above a near three-year low of 58, which was recorded in the previous period. So what does that tell you, Elliot? The optimism among businesses right now is near its lowest in 3 years.
Wow. Well, let's get more context and insight on this. We've got Antonio Fatas, INSEAD Professor of Economics. Good morning, Prof. How are you doing today?
Good morning. Doing well, thank you.
How's your Christmas prep, Prof?
Oh, getting ready for the break.
I like that. So you are going for a break. You see, the thing is, Elliot and I sometimes believe we're the only two left here in the studio while everybody's in Bali and Phuket and Hanoi and everywhere else. Okay, let's get back to that index. All right, shall we, Prof? Can you help us contextualize the latest reading of 63? I did say it's near a three-year low.
In particular, if you put together the reading for this quarter with the reading from the quarter before, I mean, we have two quarters in a row where the numbers have been between 50 and 60. And these are numbers that we've only seen around 2015 when Asia and the world were in a much more pessimistic mode. And then if you go back, to the financial crisis in 2009 when we had even lower numbers. So these are fairly low numbers by the standards of this index.
Okay. The top risk cited by businesses is, once again, of course, the ongoing trade war. Prof, how much do you think the trade truce will help allay some of the fears, well, at least for 90 days?
I mean, I think it was good news that at least we didn't escalate the war farther along. But at the same time, there remains a lot of uncertainty. The policies of the U.S. administration are not very clear. The response from China is not very clear either. So I think what businesses see and many others see is just a period of uncertainty ahead where things could derail or things could stay in this state of uncertainty, which I think is not good for business.
Yeah, that uncertainty, I guess, is going to continue on at least till March. We're speaking with Antonio Fatas, INSEAD Professor of Economics.
The latest index, and I'll repeat what index this is. This is the Asian Business Sentiment Index at 63, which is a three-year low. Anything above 50 indicates a positive outlook, all right? Let's see now. What are some of the things that firms and businesses seem to be worried about?
I mean, I think what we've had over the last year is a period of fairly balanced growth in the world economy. But when you ask businesses, how do you feel about the future, despite the good numbers, there was always this answer that reflects on the uncertainty about things that could happen. Yes, the world looks okay, we're still growing, but there are all these things that could go wrong. And what we see this quarter is that this uncertainty keeps increasing. They talk about trade, but they also talk about Brexit. They also talk about interest rates. Yesterday, the Federal Reserve raised interest rates again. So I think we have a series of risks which are all on the downside. So people see more of the potential crisis as opposed to a period of faster growth.
Yeah. Well, that rate hike situation actually got resolved this morning. We found out there was to be one after all. But I guess in the case of Brexit, that's just going to bleed into the next year. And I don't think that's going to help next quarter sentiment, huh, Prof?
I don't think so. If I had to guess, I think the next quarter is going to be as low or even lower than this one, because the Federal Reserve raised interest rates yesterday, but now the question is how much more they will raise them next time. And Brexit is going to be there until at least March.
Yes.
And my expectation is that it's going to continue probably through the whole 2019.
Absolutely.
Yikes.
Okay. Can we just ask you about comparing the results from this quarter and the index reading of the previous quarter? Can you make some comments on that for us, please?
I think I see a confirmation that people are pessimistic, that the change was small. I mean, it went up, so that's good news. But there's always some variation because of the number of people who answered the survey and the different countries. So what I see is stagnation of expectations. I think people are waiting. They're waiting to hear news. But on average, I think they're more worried about bad news than good news.
We're talking about the Asian Business Sentiment Index. Prof, you talked about people being pessimistic. People are waiting for news. The area that's one of the most pessimistic, the tech and telecoms sector, they had their lowest ever reading of 44. Remember, anything above 50 is normal. What's going on there? Could you shed some insight?
I think that's part of the pessimism. I mean, over the last couple of years, we sustained some of our optimism about growth, thinking about technology sectors. Those maybe were the sectors that were going to give us that explosion in growth. Okay. Their stock market valuation was going up. And I think what we're seeing now is some of these companies, whether they're in the US, whether they're in Asia, they're doing well, but not doing as well as what we thought. We don't see that explosive growth coming from the tech sector anymore. And that's what you see in this index this quarter.
It doesn't help that Facebook got murdered overnight, literally, didn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. And Professor Antonio Fatas is on the line with us. He's from INSEAD. So what's the picture like across other countries? Can you give us a sense of who could be the most pessimistic right now?
I mean, in our index within Asia, what we've seen is the countries that are more pessimistic are some of the most advanced economies, whether it's South Korea, whether it's Japan, whether it's Taiwan. I mean, these are countries that are already fairly rich. They don't expect a lot of growth. So it's very easy to get into a pessimism of growth reaching zero or maybe getting into negative numbers. So that's what you see in Asia. I think the rest of the world, I see you see a similar picture. I think the economy today is global. I think Asian trends look like global trends, and the same pessimism you find it in Europe, you find it in the US these days.
Professor Antonio, taking this pessimism and looking at perhaps the next survey, trying to look ahead, do you expect that this pessimism is going to continue? Are we perhaps in some kind of a downward trend? And on that note, would you happen to have any advice for businesses?
I mean, I think businesses should be prepared for a period of uncertainty, should be prepared for a period of possibly lower growth, and they should be prepared for a crisis. It's not that I want to forecast a crisis next year or the year ahead, but the reality is that crises happen. We cannot stop crises from happening. Mm. That's a reality. We've been without a crisis for a number of years, in particular if you look at countries like the U.S. have been in an expansion for 10 years already. So there will be a crisis, and if there was one over the next 2 years, I don't think it will be that surprising. So one needs to prepare for a potential downturn.
Before that crisis, Prof, I hope you get to go on a holiday. Will you reveal where your Christmas break will be?
I'm going to France skiing, which I think is a good way to combat that pessimism.
Merry Christmas to you, INSEAD Professor of Economics Antonio Fatas, and we appreciate your time here on Money FM.
Thank you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.